traveling tradition from Scott, Louisiana, to you with the world-famous Boudin, cracklings, sausage, specialty meats. They got deli items all day long, po'boys, biscuits, bacon, Boudin balls. They've got it all, and they're open Monday through Saturday from 6 a.m. until 8 p.m., and on Sundays from 6 till 6. They're in the heart of Toledo Bend. And they're on 190, they're on Highway 6 before you get to Pendleton Bridge at Toledo Town. Best stop. See my friends there. Get some great Cajun food. Blake Dials at Earth Movers Construction. They can provide that dirt you need for any kind of purpose you need it for. 318-581-5484. They can provide track hose, truck, also bulldozers. Do any kind of land clearing, site preparation. They do all that for you. Earth Movers Construction. If you're looking for building materials, look no further than Rivers Builder Supply. Why? Because they've got everything you need in building materials acclimated to this area to service you with the best products available. Rivers Builder Supply, 191, a mile south of Zawali, waiting to serve you Monday through Saturday. East Texas and West Louisiana.
Celebrate Easter Sunday with Cypress Bend Resort and a seasonal buffet. Available April 20th from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m., the chef-driven dishes include roasted chicken, salmon, and delectable sides, along with a carving station for a brown sugar and honey glazed ham and beef eye of round roast. Reservations are strongly suggested. Call 318-590-1500 to book those reservations. Come enjoy your Easter sunrise celebration with a beautiful lunch prepared for you at Cypress Bend Resort. 318-590-1500.
From the studios of the 24-hour talk radio capital of West Louisiana and East Texas, all information, all talk, KWLA. This is Open Line. Live on KWLA Anacoco, KWLV Manny, KVCL Winfield, KBDV Leesville, KTHP Hemphill, KZBL Natchitoches, and worldwide at KWLA1031.com or on the KWLA mobile app.
The views on this program do not reflect the views of any of the stations in this broadcast or any of the advertisers. The views are expressly those of the people expressing those views.
If you choose to comment on the program, guest, or contents of the program, email kwla at bdcradio.com. Now, live from the KWLA studios, Ted Dumas. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's program.
And good morning. Want to catch a movie? Got some brand new ones at Parkway Cinema. A Working Man, just starting out. The Chosen, Last Summer Supper, Part 1. Go to AcadiaAnnaCinema.com and click on the Parkway Cinema, and don't forget tomorrow is special price day. Any movie, any time, any age, only $6. That's at Parkway Cinema. Don't miss out. Always great movies, convenient, close to home, and the best price you'll find anywhere around. Tomorrow, we're going to have Chuck Owens, state representative. Wednesday, going to be Texas Railroad Commissioner Wayne Christian. On Thursday, the Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser. This is the last day of March. Hard to believe, isn't it? Boy, it just seems like from January to March, you just flew by. Maybe because across the country, in my opinion, good things were happening. We're reclaiming America, making American values back in force again. It's been a slow, long process. It's long from over with, but it started. So instead of schedule, I thought about scheduling a lot of different guests today. Because I had a number of people call them and say, hey, I'd love to do a program. What do you have available? And I got to thinking, Louisiana legislative session's coming up. It's very close to starting. What's going to happen? I don't think I've made it a secret that I'm a big supporter of Jeff Landry as governor, and that I think he has been one of the better governors, if not the best governor we've had. Now, that doesn't suggest he hasn't had some missteps. Everybody in political office does. His missteps have been far minor compared to all the good things that he's accomplished. But I think Governor Landry, and quite frankly, the Louisiana legislature, is at a point that this may be the determination of what their success will be for the future this year, this session. I think the Louisiana public has said, okay, you wanted a very strong Republican legislature, number-wise, we gave it to you. We wanted to give you a governorship that's as close to a dictatorship as they come. We pretty well have given that to you, too. Now, you've got to take it and lead us and put us in the right direction. So I thought I'd go over this morning some things that, quite frankly, I think the governor and the legislature has to do in this session, or else we just go back to the same thing every 4 years, a lot of promises, not a lot of results. I've always said, if you do what needs to be done, politicians are not very popular. That's going to be the case here. Let's start out with insurance. This is one of the few disappointments I've had. I thought the legislature and the governor should have made a lot more inroads into insurance than they have so far. And I'm sure Tim, insurance commissioner, is doing a great job as insurance commissioner, but I think he could have done more. I think this is the year where excuses are gone. Results have got to be on the tap to get things done. Just that simple. I don't think there's a long discussion. What the legislature does with the help of the governor has to be done this year. Can't be talked about next year, the following year. We've already got a year gone in this administration, and insurance reform nowhere close to solving the high cost of insurance. Sure, we can talk about, oh, we passed this bill, we passed that bill, we made this more difficult. I'm not denying any of that. Maybe some of it happened. Maybe some of it is beneficial. But when you get your insurance bill for your house, for your auto, pretty well anything you're getting insurance for, nothing's changed unless it's got higher. Number one, I think the Louisiana legislature, governor's got to get very involved, has got to say, okay, enough already. We've got to do something here. Before I go to break, I want to talk about the four amendments. I never really saw, with the exception of a few legislators, the state really pushing the four amendments. I thought amendment number two was great. I thought the other three kind of muddied up the water for something as important as number two. Number two did not benefit everybody, but it made a new tax program in the state of Louisiana. It certainly made it a lot easier if you have a job to retain some of your tax dollars. Sabine Parish, Vernon Parish, it did well. Natchitoches, which is always more of a Democratic community, did not do so well. Wynn, I was kind of surprised. I thought it would do better in Wynn. Overall, it got beat pretty bad. Here's my question. Anybody that thought the school teacher's salary was put in there for anything other than to get votes is very naive. It was good legislation. I don't have a problem with legislation. But the biggest objective was to get the thousands and thousands of teachers, then all their families, support personnel voting for this amendment to get the $2,000 a year increase. Where were the teachers? Did you see any teachers out actively supporting it? I didn't. Teachers kind of had the attitude that I gather, hey, this is great. We'll get $2,000 out of it. Don't expect any kind of commitment from me. I'm not going to go help. I'm not going to do anything. Just give me the money. Well, guess what? They didn't get out and vote. They didn't get the money. Now, in the weeks ahead, there's going to be a lot of finger pointing. The smart politicians, Jeff is one of those, other politicians fill in the same category, are going to say, the people have spoken, let's move on. The people have spoken. But what exactly do people say? People told me before the campaign ended, I don't understand this. Exactly what does it do? Well, it's going to give a $2,000 pay raise to teachers for one thing. Oh, no, no, it's not giving a $2,000 pay raise to teachers. If it does, the local school board has to pay for it. How's that helping me? Well, it's a complicated process. They were going to pay down a lot of debt, which would free up that money for the local school boards to have the money to pay for the teacher pay raises, which would not be an increase of taxes or anything. But nobody explained that to anybody. Jeff Landry was with us last Wednesday. He made a pretty good explanation on that. But, you know, a few stations in part of the state, Louisiana. They did a horrible job explaining what they were trying to do. Next thing, something this important, why would you have amendments when nothing else is on the ballot for all practical purposes? Everybody's fed up with all these elections. I haven't seen the voter turnout. I have been, I'll go ahead and preface you. If I sound like I'm horrible today, there's a good reason. I got the flu last Tuesday. Oh my gosh, it's the worst case of anything I've ever had. I literally stayed in the bed from Tuesday till yesterday. Horrible. So, bear with me. You don't have an election that's this important when nobody's going to go vote. Maybe that was the mentality. Hey, we'll have this election, and nobody will come out, and just the real supporters will get out and vote. Guess what? The real supporters didn't get out and vote either. Nobody voted. So that's all gone by the wayside. What do we do? I'll be back in a moment, and I will tell you. Broadline Services, across from Sabine Retirement and Rehab, they got countertops. Maybe it's time to get that new one. And maybe you want a really nice one or something that's very stable and standard. Whatever kind of countertop you're looking for, Broadline Services has it for you. They're open Friday, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. You can call Juanita or Tim at 318-652-1215. Or you can go to broadlines.org and check them out. They'll come out and give you free prices and everything.
When it comes to clothing and accessories for the great outdoors, there's no better place to shop than Nichols. Drop by the clothing department and check out our colorful selection of men's and ladies' shirts and t-shirts by Drake Waterfowl Systems. Beat the heat this summer with a wing shooter shirt with Stay Cool cotton fabric. We've got Drake logo t-shirts in men's and ladies' sizes, great colors, and a super selection, too. For boots, clothing, home decor, and accessories, there's no better place to shop than your local Nichols store.
Hi, I'm Abigail Chevalier, a nursing student at Northwestern State University. Northwestern is proud to graduate more registered nurses than any other college in the state. Believe me, you'll want to come to Northwestern. With dedicated resources across campuses in Natchitoches, Alexandria, Leesville, and Shreveport, Northwestern is committed to delivering a top-quality nursing education. Here's the best part. 100% of nursing students are hired before graduation or shortly thereafter. Visit nsu.la/healthcare to learn more about our nursing programs and start your journey towards a rewarding future.
Frontline Services, located across from Sabine Retirement and Rehab in Manny, has everything you need. If it goes in a house, they have it. From flooring to countertops, open Monday through Friday. From small jobs to large jobs, they can help bring your dreams to life. Go see Tim or Juanita for all your flooring needs, including ceramic tile, porcelain, carpet, or wood floors. They also custom build showers, and remodels are available. No matter what the need, Broadline Services is here to help. 318-652-1215. They're also an authorized Speed Queen dealer.
At Quality Wood Furniture, you'll find solid American-made wood pieces. Choose from many timeless and functional styles of dining, bedrooms, office, and outdoor furniture in a variety of unfinished and finished options. Quality Wood Furniture has something for every room and a friendly, knowledgeable staff that's ready to assist you. With an on-site finisher and a custom builder available, we'll help you get the perfect look for your new furniture. You'll enjoy the strength and durability of real solid wood furniture for years to come. Visit our showroom today, Quality Wood Furniture in Leesville.
Hello, my name is Dr. LeBlanc from LeBlanc Eye Center in Leesville, Louisiana, across the street from Bird Hospital. Are you tired of choosing which lens is clear, one or two? Are you tired of being rushed into deciding if you're sure or not? Have you experienced this before? At LeBlanc Eye Center, there is no stress, no frustration, just accuracy. Now we have instruments from NASA that will give you a prescription almost perfect before we even ask you any questions. No more 102. Please come see me at LeBlanc Eye Center for a very pleasurable experience at the eye doctor. Please call 337-239-2321.
Hey, good morning. Welcome back. I want to remind you that Nichols has everything for the spring season. Whether you're redecorating, getting ready to go to Toledo Bend Lake, new clothing, new boots, new sunglasses, they take care of everything for you. Stop by a store close to you today, Winfield, Leesville, Coushatta, and Manny. Nichols. Okay, so enough said on the amendments. It's over. It's done. It's destroyed. It would have improved taxes for a state that needed some major changes. It didn't happen. So move past that. Go to the next thing. The Louisiana legislature has got to do one of two things when they go to Baton Rouge. They can try to do both, but it's not going to work. They can either say, okay, we've got a bloated budget, and we may not make everybody happy, but we're going to unbloat the budget. We're going to throw all the waste over the side of the boat, or we're going to sink. It's piled way too high. And legislators have a choice. They can pile on more and sink, or they can start being legislators. So here's what's going to happen. This is the year, I think, that the Louisiana citizen says, okay, you begged me to put you in office. You told me what you were going to do. Now do it. I think Louisiana has to look very carefully at how they're going to handle this. My good friend Jack McFarland, he is working round the clock trying to get people together and to look at places to cut expenses. I applaud him for this. Jack McFarland cannot do this by himself. He's got Chuck Owens. He's got Alan Sevar. He's got Rodney Schammerhorn. He's got a number of other legislators. But does he have enough? That's going to be the issue. Good government is going to come after Jack McFarland and this committee like they are the Antichrist. Because Jack McFarland and the committee represents everything that many legislators hate. They represent change. They represent treating the public the way the public should be treated and looking at everything and everything's on the board. For someone like you or I in a business, it'd be hard to do this, but we would do this. In the legislature, I've always said, told my good friend Jack this, when he first got appointed to this board, you'll find cutting the expenses and coming up with a plan to cut the expenses. The plan is easy. The cutting is almost impossible. Nobody wants to give up anything. I mean, we've got more employees per citizens in Louisiana than any state in the South, maybe in the nation. Do anything about it? No. We've got more NGOs, non-government organizations, getting money out of your pocketbook. It's called taxes. Do anything about it? Very limited. We've got so many. You hear Paul Johnson talk about this quite often. Paul Johnson's right on target. There's so much low-hanging fruit out there. Easy stuff to get. I know you get so tired of hearing me talk about it, but it's so easy out there that I could take a two-year-old, and within a week, they could cut millions and millions of dollars. Like the corporate welfare for newspapers. I've talked about that so many times. I mean, that's one legislator brings the bill up. Legislature passes it. In the future, if you want, you got legal news, you got a website you go to, costs nothing for all practical purposes. What do they do? Oh, we can't do that. It'll hurt the newspapers. How can you hurt a newspaper that's gone from 7,000 subscribers down to 150 subscribers? What else can you do to them? Maybe this is a quick death, although it's taken 15 years to do it. You can't do that. How are you going to cut the real serious stuff? The Department of Transportation, don't even start cutting there. Just do away with the whole program and start all over. What, your roads won't be good for a few years while you're changing things? Your roads haven't been good for many years already. I mean, it's like a circus coming to town when they start doing something. Jeff Landry replaced the computer system, or in the process of it, for motor vehicles. Well, the guy in charge quit. That's what's going to take place. You're going to need to have a lot of people saying, wow, they're going to change what I've been doing for 20 years. I'm leaving. I'm going to finish this thought in a second. Hope you'll stay with us. At Northwestern State University, in the near future, if you're a junior or a senior, you're going to make a turning point in your life. Are you going to get a great education at a very low cost at one of the best universities in the nation? You are if you visit Northwestern State University and you let all those factors guide you. Or do you plan to spend a lot of money that you can be paying back for the rest of your life? Northwestern State University.
AGS Auto Glass Specialists, located at 2017 South 5th Street, want to remind you to bring in chipped, cracked, or shattered windshields to them so they can bring it back to clarity with fast, friendly service. Call 337-238-1821. AGS Auto Glass Specialists offer windshields, mirrors, furniture tops, power windows, front window shields, mobile services, plexiglass, and Lexan repair. That's AGS Auto Glass Specialists, your hometown automotive glass specialist with over 50 years experience.
When it comes to your fire safety needs, go with a brand you can trust. ABC Fire Safety has been in business for 30 years. We provide you with comprehensive services that will help keep you in legal compliance and keep you safe. From new extinguishers to hydro testing and CO2 refills, we have it all. We sell, install, and service all the brands you can trust when it matters the most. Serving commercial and residential clients with service that can't be beat. Give us a call today and let us help you keep your business safe. 337-396-4388.
Looking for new flooring? Head to Jay's Carpet One Floor and Home in DeRidder. We are part of the largest floor covering buying group in North America. You'll always get a good deal at Jay's. We are locally owned and dedicated to our community. Our flooring experts can help you select from thousands of styles, and we also offer window treatments. Come see us at Jay's Carpet One Floor and Home in DeRidder, 1515 North Pine Street, 337-463-7464.
United States Senator Bill Cassidy here. Many of you are already planning summer vacations. If you want to travel to another country, you may need a passport. If so, get it now. You don't want to scramble at the last minute. Your first place to go is travel.state.gov. That's a website, has the instructions on how to get a passport for the first time or to renew a passport. If it's delayed, call my office, 225-929-7711. Again, Senator Bill Cassidy here, serving you.
Hello, my name is Dr. LeBlanc from LeBlanc Eye Center in Leesville, Louisiana, across the street from Bird Hospital. Are you tired of choosing which lens is clear, one or two? Are you tired of being rushed into deciding if you're sure or not? Have you experienced this before? At LeBlanc Eye Center, there is no stress, no frustration, just accuracy. Now we have instruments from NASA that will give you a prescription almost perfect before we even ask you any questions. No more 102. Please come see me at LeBlanc Eye Center for a very pleasurable experience at the eye doctor. Please call 337-239-2321.
Good morning. Welcome back. Thanks for sharing your time with us this morning. I want to remind you, Louisiana Eye and Laser Center, they got 15 locations to serve you. They include Leesville, Winfield, Natchitoches, Alexandria. You can call them at 318-487-2020 or go to laeyeandlaser.com. If it's that time in your life where you need cataract surgery, before you make any decisions, visit Louisiana Eye and Laser Center. They've got a team of surgeons. Oh, my gosh. They're the best. Louisiana Eye and Laser Center, ready to serve you. We've got just a couple of minutes left. I just think that Louisiana legislature and the governor, I pray, understand the importance of this session and have the courage. I know Governor Landry does. I'm not sure the legislature does. I know a bunch of good individuals, McFarland, Owens, Shamahorn, Seabach, I could go on, Danny McCormick, will do what's right, but they may very well get outvoted, especially in the Senate. If they don't start reining in spending, if they don't change the direction of the state, next year we'll start campaigns again by the time the session comes around. Nobody makes tough decisions when their future is at stake. You got to get rid of NGOs. You got to get rid of welfare, corporate welfare. Everybody gets so concerned, myself included, about the welfare system. Corporate welfare is as bad or worse than the regular welfare system. And we've become a great state for it. There's companies in the state getting tax breaks that have done nothing to deserve those tax breaks. We've got to change the system. This session should be the session we change. It will be very hard and very difficult. It always is. Always. The mentality is, oh, we've been doing this for 40 years, look where we're at now. This is not that bad. We've got to make those changes. Or we've got to realize that who you elect in office really doesn't matter very much. This has got to be the easiest goal the bar has ever been set at. How can you get worse than the John Bell Edwards administration as far as bringing stability back to the taxpayers? This should be the easiest thing to do, but it takes courage. We'll see.
When are you coming back to Louisiana? I miss
When are you?